And next up on Poetic License today, we have local El Paso spoken word poet and literary organizer, Richie Marrufo, who's going to be sharing a poem.
All right. Thanks for having me here, guys. This is a poem I recorded recently. I was invited to go to a recording studio on the far east side of El Paso. It's kind of a mashup of cheesy love poems I've written over the years.
Oh, nice.
I think it's a good starting point for many starting, you know, poets. You know, I like the music of language.
Sure, yeah.
And so I work a lot with rhythm and stuff. And so I was able to record at Ace Studio, which is, they have a recording studio, out, like a school.
Oh, nice.
The A&R School of Audio and Recording.
Oh, cool.
And so I have a, it's a mashup, and I decided to call it Cosmic Love Brew. Because I do
nice.
A lot of, I have a lot of imagery of coffee, caffeinated.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And,
nice. Caffeinated.
And kind of evokes Witch's Brew.
Yeah, Niles Davis. Yeah. And I mentioned earlier, I love being able to incorporate music.
Excellent.
Musicality,
nice.
Usually saxophone of some sort.
Yeah, you're bringing your
sort.
Sax next time.
Definitely.
All right, okay. Let us have it.
So, you know, I usually preface this poem with a joke or that my spirit animal is a quesadilla. Yeah, because it's corny and cheesy.
Nah,
and it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but sometimes love doesn't either. A new kind of nostalgia is born in that lingering euphoria you swim in when meeting someone like you. It's having the sense to know that between love and lust, I must be a little rusty. See, I'd forgotten about that gift of agony that's bound up in romance. Naturally, the kind that slowly unwinds minds like playing chess with landmines. I admit it. My emotional entanglement began through the enchantment of ocular arsonry. When your words burned as bright as supernova soliloquies. When you told me you loved the sound as it rolled off your tongue. Poetry. And a new kind of nostalgia is born when you dwell on that spell of possibility. And quite possibly pronouns are profound when I and I are pronounced as we. Because who we be is free. See, I've been meaning to tell you that I like my coffee like I like my women. Strong. Which is never how I'd like to start off any sentence. But I've come to understand that the sentence can be a lonely place just like this is. It's the kind of thing that leads people to say a lot of stupid, misguided things. But the heart sings. And then you told me you love the way I express myself. Very poetic. The very incantations that send sensations of palpitations to permeate through bone and find a new home in these vocal vibrations. It makes me sing. It makes me sing all day, all night, all day, all night. I dream of you. See, I've got the kung fu hustle and the butterfly breeze as a symptom of that thing that makes us weak in the knees. Like proof rock, I'm paralyzed, purely dumbstruck, and just my luck, I'm lost in your eyes. My cosmically concussed consciousness occurs in the plight of pithy percussions. The repercussions of deflected discussions reaped rot. So simply sought to be wrought these simple words. Use caution, because to love is to be vulnerable. And damn it, we have been vulnerable. But that's not to say we would not with winged words fly straight into the sun a million times just to give it a kiss, like fire, like ice, when it's nice like this. Before our complete and utter destruction from the reality of a 10,000 degree PDA, what can I say? Because I would. I'm primitive, like human language. Wandering aimlessly to be famously torn asunder on both chaotic bliss and cosmic wonder. It's no wonder that makes the shortest distance between us a glance and a smile. You see, I dig your style, but I'm loving your intelligence. In a sense, I'm intense when I flirt with fate. I'll orchestrate straight up sense into meandering mumbles that fumble and spread out like broken love songs across the Milky Way. Nothing to cry over. Your eyes will be the coffee that keeps me up at night, all right? And I'm restless in the sense in which I dream about the nights when we may someday stay up late and percolate as we speculate on new stories for the stars, as we slowly learn to call them ours. If we may become full after dining on poetry like fine wine, you can rest your head on my chest and hear my theme music. I want to know what makes you tick, tock, tick, tock, tick. So I spoke with the hope of a dope with smoke and mirrors, and the rest left to error and to the terror when I attempt to recreate the thunder in your stolen glance and just by chance be a part of the spark that ignites your smile. But most of all, I want to unravel the universe in your unique verse. It's what you do. You inspire light fire in my Promethean heart. Because a new kind of nostalgia is born when meeting someone like you.
All right. And that was Richie Marrufo on Poetic License.
You know what you remind me of? You remind me of El Poeta. I just got this flash of Andres Montoya.
Uh-huh.
You know, Andres Montoya would freestyle and he would just get into the rhythms. And man, you got spirit, bro. And thank you for sharing
right
with us.
Right on. Keep it
and
up.
And you know what? Let's end this show with a quote by one of your favorite writers.
Mm. I'll leave something for people to ponder on.
Nice.
All right. The usefulness of a cup is its emptiness.
Very nice. I love it. I'm Daniel Chacon.
And I'm Tim Hernandez.
Thank you, Richie. Thank you. We'll see you next week.